This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cox? Lock? List? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah. It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely.
Always.
We're trying to get in touch with Sunny Skidmore. And Sunny Skidmore is a lady who owns KLID AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And she wanted to chat with you. She is the lady who had her legs amputated above the knee, and she wanted to see what your thoughts were. And so, for some reason, she's been at a convalescing home where she gets skilled care and therapy and things like that. And she just wants to know about vitamins, minerals, supplements, regimen, autogenic training, you know, whatever your thoughts are. And I've talked to her many times on the telephone, and so we are trying to get in touch with her. Alex just sent me a message that it keeps going to voicemail. So, Alex, no, there is no backup number. That is the only number, the one I gave you. So Alex will let us know when we get Sunny Skidmore. So, Dr. Sheely, what's new in the world of Dr. Sheely?
Well, just day-to-day stuff, nothing special for a change.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be nice. That might be nice. I was thinking about these California fires. Some people think that they're arson. Some people think that they're smart meters. Some think that all of the above are the causes, and you know, carelessness and so forth. One of the things that we should probably consider discussing is in the situation where things are going lousy and there's smoke all around, refrigeration is down because the electric company shut off the electricity to millions of people, and so this refrigeration's been down for days, the meat's rotting, people have died, the municipal water system is down because they don't have electricity to run their system either. Sewage treatment plant is not working because they don't have the electricity to run their system. Cell phones are down because the generators have run out of fuel and coverage is spotty and so forth. So in these conditions where there is a great potential for disease from the rotting flesh of animals, sewage, the inability to take a typical shower or a bath because the water's not running, what do you suggest we do, Dr. Sheely?
Well, I suggest they move out of California as soon as possible. You know, California is a stupid state. Its government is the worst in this country, as far as I can tell. And so I see no reason, I can't think of a single reason that one would want to live in California.
Well, I have to agree with you based on first-hand experience, because I did try a stint in California. I started a company with a couple of guys when I was about 27. And literally, Mrs. Finelli and I went out there, and we decided that we weren't going to buy a house. First of all, they're crazy in price. It was like 4X. Whatever it is in the East Coast, it's four times at least in California. And the crime is out of control. Back in 1980, you had to have locks on the wheels on your car so that people wouldn't steal your wheels overnight. They might leave your car, but they were going to take your wheels. I don't have locks on my wheels on my car here, even, you know, in today, you know, almost 40 years later. I still don't have locks on my wheels, and I don't think I need them. Do you feel the same way?
Of course.
Do you have locks on your wheels?
Never even thought about it.
Yeah, well, right, because when I moved to California, I had an old Porsche. I had a 914. It was actually manufactured by like a joint venture with Porsche and Volkswagen. It's a little tiny, very inexpensive Porsche. Nothing luxurious about this thing. And it had the heater on this Porsche was so primitive that it relied on the exhaust to blow fresh air over the exhaust pipes to duct that into the cabin of the car for heat. But I mean, it was really, really primitive, but it got great mileage, and it was called a Porsche 914. Well, I got there with this little thing, and people said to me, you know, first thing is, what kind of locks do you have on what? On your wheels. it was quite silly. And my next exposure was we rented this little shack, and it was 1,100 square feet. I think it was maybe $675 a month to rent a shack. And when I say shack, I mean a shack. It was made out of homosote on the outside. Homosote is the trade name for three-quarter inch thick egg carton material. And I do not exaggerate. Reprocessed, reused cardboard boxes. And literally, that's what it was. And the water faucet in the kitchen drip, drip, drip. So I called the landlord, and he sent his guy out. And the guy said, I'll tell you what. If you can wait till the weekend, I can do this for you for only $120. Because I'm here working for the boss now, and you're going to have to pay him more. But if I come back on the weekend, I'll do it on my own time for $120. And what I'm saying is, here's a guy who's working for the boss, and he's trying to cut his boss's throat. That's California. And when I saw that, plus the traffic and the me first, that was my first exposure to me first. I decided that was not where I wanted to be. So Mrs. Finelli and I lasted 18 months, and that was it, and we packed our bags and came east. We went too far east, and then we turned around and came back to Missouri. And after we figured out that we went too far east. But, so what do we do, Dr. Shealy? Do we, in order to get through this, what do we do if our water is suspect? What do we do if our food has defrosted, you know, and we think, geez, I wonder if it's questionable. Is there a way you can eat food that is, you know, just defrosted for too long?
If you've had it in a freezer, it actually defrosts, and you don't cook it within a few hours while it's still cold, I would not touch it.
Okay. What could happen to a person? What kind of malady could happen to a person who eats
food poisoning? I mean, it's severe, okay. Everything from nausea, vomiting, diarrhea to death. I mean, the protein can turn into something really poison when it spoils. If it ferments, it becomes a totally different, non-edible poison.
Okay. If someone has food poisoning from that kind of consumption, and they say, you know what, I shouldn't have, after an hour or so, they go, you really shouldn't have done that, and they start vomiting, is there, what do you do at that point? More hydration, less hydration?
Top of the list would be Pepto-Bismol. That's the quickest thing.
Okay.
You should keep Pepto-Bismol or, you know, bismuth salicylate on hand for emergencies like that. Now, the other thing, of course, is you could use a castor oil pack, a cloth soaked in castor oil, and a heating pad over the abdomen. That's worth considering. You could have some diatomaceous earth on hand. That may absorb some of the poison. You know, you have to be ready. You don't wait until you're sick to try to treat something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to talk about it before, so you could have these things on hand. Now, when you said diatomaceous earth, we did a study many years ago with some of the meetup people, and we took a teaspoon of diatomaceous earth. Now, this is food grade class. You cannot use the kind of DE, which is the typical abbreviation for it, diatomaceous earth. It's this white powdery substance of prehistoric shells of animals, if you will, kind of like sort of like bone meal, but for prehistoric animals. And it's ground up into like a flour, and you mix it with filtered water, and drink a glass of it. Let's say 1 teaspoon in 8 ounces of water. Stir it up, drink it, and we found some very interesting things. We found that our hair and nails grew better. Interesting. And are there any cautions? I mean, other than breathing it, Dr. Shuley, because you don't want to breathe it, it'll cause silicosis in the lungs.
Well, of course. You said you want to be sure it is food grade, of course. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, 2 pounds for $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a pretty big jar or bottle, plastic bottle of diatomaceous earth. Are there any cautions that you would have? Is there a risk of overdosing on DE?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, follow the instructions. You know, get one that says food grade on it, and don't exceed what the instructions say. I mean, the important thing is don't overdo it.
And what those who have tested it at the meetup did was 1 teaspoon thoroughly dissolved in water. And it's like drinking chalk, chalk mixed with water. It has, you're not going to say, well, that was great. That's not going to happen. 1 teaspoon mixed with 8 ounces of water. And most people did it once a day. Some people did it, twice a day. And you can do it with meals or between meals as many did. And I don't know if there was a difference, Dr. Shuley, between meals or with meals, do you? Or does it make any difference?
I don't know of any difference, but I honestly would prefer to take it between meals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let it, and, I don't think you want to mix it with food.
Yeah, okay. All right, and as far as hair and nail growth, what do you recall your experiences with that?
You know, I recall doing it and noticing it, but that was a few years ago, so the details are not with me anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so class, if you'd like to find out more about diatomaceous earth, you can look it up on the internet, but read several articles before you even pursue any of this. And we're not advocating that you do it or not do it. We're just saying that you can look it up and make that decision for yourself. And that goes for everything that we say here on USA Prepares. Frankly, I would prefer not being sued for someone doing something that doesn't make any sense. You know, like overdoing it. So please be careful. Use judgment. And make an informed decision, and you make the decision based on what you think. We're just exposing you to the information. Dr. Shuley, there's a young boy who did something, as I guess something that some young precocious boys might do, and he was drinking a juice bottle, and he wanted to get the last few drops. So he stuck his tongue inside this wide mouth juice bottle, but it was wide enough for him to get his tongue into the bottle, but not wide enough for him to get his tongue out of the bottle. And this was a glass bottle.
Oh, dear.
It probably wasn't that funny when it was happening. But I'd like to talk about a technique that they used in by pumping air into the bottle through a hypodermic needle. And have you ever done anything like that? And are there any stories that... No, we need to know about
it. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 1971 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. Norm, NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. So, Dr. Sheely, there was this young boy, and he was drinking this glass-bottled juice. And he liked it so much, he stuck his tongue inside the bottle, and he couldn't get it out. So, obviously, there was vacuum that was holding. I don't know how he did it, but maybe the bottle got cool, and it created a partial vacuum, and he couldn't get it out. So doctors took first they sedated him gently, and they took a syringe. Now, first thing they did was they took pictures, because I think they thought this was hilarious. And the pictures are on the Internet. So they took a hypodermic needle, let's say 20 cc's, hooked it up to a catheter, a small tube, and stuck the catheter between his tongue and the bottle, you know, without slicing up his tongue, pumped air into it, more and more and more pressure, and then he was able to get his tongue out. Have you ever experienced anything as wild as that?
No, but that you would see almost certainly only in an emergency room.
Is there another type of procedure that could have been used, Dr. Sheely?
I don't know of one. That sounds like, I suppose you could have tried injecting oil to make it more slippery, you know, just plain old vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. You're using some kind of
lubricant
that, yeah, that is, you know, edible. But that's what happened. So they literally, and the reason I'm mentioning this is just to let people know that there are alternatives that are outside the box that maybe they should keep in the back of their mind should they ever get in one of these crazy situations. NASA has been putting people into Earth's orbit for years. And NASA has not had a policy on what do you do if somebody dies in space. They have no policy on that. I don't think they really know exactly what they want to do. And there are thoughts. I mean, you can say, well, someone's in a capsule, for example, and it's orbiting the Earth, and the guy dies or the team dies. You can just let them continue orbiting until the orbit decays and the device tumbles to Earth and burns up. That's one thing. Another thing is if you put the person who just died into the coldest section of the spacecraft, where it's minus 270 degrees Fahrenheit, that person would freeze dry, literally freeze dry, and turn into all the moisture would be gone, and all you'd have is what's left without moisture. How much is the body? 90% moisture, Dr. Shealy?
Well, most people say 75% to 80%.
Okay, all right. So you'd be left with 25% to 20% of the mass of the dead person, and then the other option would be if they could cremate the person. But how do you do that? So that's really not a viable option. And then the next option would be just jettison that person, just send them out, and let them become the petri dish for starting new life wherever he may land. What do you thought? Do you have any thoughts about that? It's such a strange thing that NASA has never really come up with a definitive solution to someone dying in space. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, to me, as you may know, I don't. Once I'm dead, I want my body cremated. I don't want to be bothered with anything else. So to me, they could just put it out into space and leave. It wouldn't matter to me. It was my body, but other people have different things thoughts about that.
Are you sure you want to be cremated, Dr. Shealy?
I am positive, ever since I was a child.
Okay. Because I have a friend, his name is Roger, he's one of our instructors, and he said, dying's bad enough, but being cremated.
And
he's an Indian, too.
I don't see any point in polluting the Earth with leftover.
All right, we'll be right.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Four White House officials on the schedule to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today, but they're not expected to show up to do so. Two have already been subpoenaed, and Democratic lawmakers are now considering subpoenas for the others. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to slam the impeachment inquiry. He tweeted this morning, quote, "What I said on the phone call with the Ukraine president is perfectly stated." The president adding, "There's no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning." President Trump is threatening federal funding for California over the destructive wildfires across that state. He tweeted over the weekend, as a number of blazes were still impacting the state, that Governor Gavin Newsom is responsible for doing a terrible job of forest management. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Watch it.
I know there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. Dr. Shuler, I've been reading about a disease known as Batten disease, B-A-T-T-E-N disease. And there's a story about this terminally ill boy who was diagnosed with dementia at just 6 years old. And at first, he would fall down a lot, a lot. And as time progressed, he is like a baby in a six-year-old's body. He can no longer recognize his mother. And this is a disease that slowly robs children of their ability to walk, talk, think, and then, of course, the worst one is breathe. And so this young six-year-old has already lost his mobility and speech and is fed through a tube because I believe that he's unable to perform the typical swallowing tasks. Have you ever experienced anything or patients with Batten disease, Dr. Shaw?
I have not.
So this is like Alzheimer's for the very young. And it seems like it's so cruel. There's no fix. And I'm wondering, it appears that these things seem to happen in Europe, specifically England, more than other countries. Is there something that's going on in Europe that's not quite going on here yet that you can put your finger on, Dr. Shealy?
Not that we know of. Now, you know, the biggest change in Europe, of course, in the last decade is the great, great, huge number of migrants. Especially from the religion that wants to kill everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Batten disease is, they say it's a rare genetically inherited disease, and they say it's caused by waste buildup in the cells, which creates a neurodegenerative effects, including blindness, seizures, personality changes, dementia, loss of motor skills, and the ability to walk, talk, and communicate. And because it's so rare, it's not easily identified early. There's no real test for it at birth to see if the child has it. And it's estimated that there are about 14,000 children worldwide diagnosed with this particular disorder. And let's see, there are, right now, there are between 100 and 150 affected individuals currently living with Batten disease in the UK. Very, very sad. So I just wanted to see if there was something that
if I had access to such a patient, I would certainly try the cranial gamma PIMP device.
Hmm.
And the reason I mention that is just 2 weeks ago, a woman brought her husband back to see me. I had seen him 1 month earlier with very advanced Parkinson's disease. He was so bad that it took two people to get him out of his wheelchair. He couldn't, even with two people holding him, he couldn't stand. And 1 month later, he walked into the clinic on his own, just from using the cranial PEMF device. So, you know, in any kind of thing, as early as possible, I would like to see what would happen by reorienting the brain to the gamma frequency.
Do you, would you like me to send you a link to this particular article and maybe you could contact the editor and they can, or if you'd like, I'll do it and see if they're interested in contacting you. Would you like me to do that?
Why not? Yes, please.
Okay. All right. It's really sad because there's a 46-year-old mother, and she literally says she's now, it's like looking after a 6-year-old in a baby's body. And it's really sad. I mean, you can tell by the stare, the open mouth, that this child is just there, not productive by any stretch of the imagination, just there. And I've seen Alzheimer's, and it's truly devastating. So if someone has Alzheimer's, Dr. Shealy, are you suggesting that they consider the cranial gamma PEMF device? Okay. How would you like them to...
It's safe. The only contraindication is a pacemaker.
Okay. How would you like those who are paying attention to this broadcast to contact you?
Well, my email would be fine, norm@normsheely.com.
Okay. Class that, so NORMSHE, norm@normsheely.com, NORMSHEALY.com, norm@normsheely.com. So that's the preferred method. You can do that. And I'd suggest that you be brief with your email. I suggest that you include your telephone number, you know, the state you're calling from or would be calling from if you called. And that way Dr. Shealy will know the time zone and, you know, a few of the particulars. But you don't have to write a book, just very brief. That's what I would recommend, because when I get emails, frankly, if they are lengthy, I don't read them. If they're to the point, I do. But and I'm sure most people are like that as well. Okay. Dr. Shealy, there's a thought about breast milk. So we all agree that breast milk is a great way to go. Mama cows provide breast milk for their calves, and colostrum gives them a way to overcome the challenges to their immune system at birth, and if they don't get it, they die. Well, a lot of mothers think breast milk is the way to go. I do as well. I'm sure you do. But what about people sharing breast milk? One mother doesn't have enough, and another mother wants it. What are the concerns about sharing breast milk? Dr. Shealy, drugs, alcohol, infections, diseases. What are your thoughts?
Well, the biggest thing is cleanliness and bacteria. The baby is accustomed to the bacteria of its own mother, but not necessarily those on the skin of another woman. And obviously, and health habits influence it tremendously as well.
Yeah, and the health habits, or unhealth habits, drugs. Would you be concerned about that? Because I don't know if there's a test for the breast milk itself for that's used commonly for drugs, alcohol, infections, you know, cancers, diseases. What would you want to know about if you were going to use someone else's breast milk, or would you just say, no, I'm not going to do it?
Well, personally, I have to admit that if it was my situation and my wife could not produce breast milk, I'd just go to cow's milk or goat's milk, preferably.
That's what my parents put me on. I got both goat's milk and mom's milk. Is there any problem with supplementing with goat's milk?
No, far less than with cow's milk.
And the interesting thing about that, Dr. Shealy, is since the 1950s, I haven't heard one person other than you just now mention goat's milk. I don't remember hearing anybody say that as a supplement.
Well, you know that my wife and I had up to 200 goats when we lived in Wisconsin.
Huh?
we raised goats, not for milk, but for meat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to know a lot about goats.
Okay. Well, I'm sure my pediatrician recommended that to my mom, and I remember hearing goat's milk. And okay. Is there a benefit for the rest of us who have passed childhood to eat feta cheese? Is there a specific...
Yes.
Okay.
Interestingly, it is far better tolerated by the body and the intestines than cow's milk. I mean, I don't know why it hasn't been more commercial than it is.
There was a guy that I talked to many, many years ago, and I don't remember his name. This was before radio days, but I remember what he said. Oh, actually, I do remember his name. His name is Christopher. His father was Dr. Christopher. And he said, why would you drink milk from a 1,000-pound animal when the weight of that animal is so much larger, heavier than the weight of, let's say, a goat, which is closer to the weight of a human. Is there any justification for the weight, the size of the mother's milk versus the human?
Well, that's an interesting aspect of it. We certainly know that goat milk has a fat content that is much better, much more similar to human milk. And it just is, it reduces inflammation, it optimizes digestion, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's highly superior.
Okay. Well, in that line of thinking, class, I have, probably a year ago, I started taking colostrum, cow's first milk for their calves. And Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition suggested it. And I have to tell you, I think it made a difference in me. I think it helped me improve my lung capacity and just get better. I mean, that's one of the things that I tried, as well as Dr. Shuley's supplements and the Myers cocktails. So those are the things that I was working on. What are your thoughts about colostrum, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I take a teaspoon every day. The powder, yeah.
Do you mix it with water, warm water?
Yeah. No, I just mix it in part of my morning slush.
Okay. Okay. And where do you obtain that? Is that obtainable from you?
NOW. Now products, yes. We actually carry it on our website.
Okay. And is it just called colostrum?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
Okay. So, class, if you want to order that, you can go to normshuley.com, go to the products tab, and you may order it. And I have to tell you that I believe it works. I really do. And Dr. Shuley, I don't think I've really shared this very much, but my pulmonologists are stunned that I'm actually getting better. I think they thought I was going to go the other way and get worse and worse and worse and just up and die. And they're stunned that I'm literally recovering from a lung disease. And I think that, well, is it unusual to recover from a lung disease, Dr. Shuley? I know it takes a long time.
It depends on the disease. Some, mm-hmm. you know, chronic fibrosis and things like that, people generally don't recur from. Regular pneumonia.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, some of the concerns that that have appeared from doctors as a result of sharing breast milk would be passing on viruses such as HIV, syphilis, hepatitis B to the baby consuming breast milk from another mother. What are your thoughts about that? Is that possible?
Well, of course. I mean, that's part of the broad thing of when I talked about the, you know, the bacteria or microorganisms of one person, mm-hmm. the mother versus the other, meaning includes every possible thought about latent infectious diseases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then what about blood? You know, there have been many times in my life where a doctor has said, okay, if you need blood, will you accept the blood of another? If you're, you know, with my parents, when they've been hospitalized over the years, would you accept, you know, transfusion from another person? What are your thoughts about transfusions?
Well, it's obviously the same thing. I mean, they check as carefully as they can, but they don't necessarily rule out certain viruses when they give you blood from somebody else. But in the operating room, you may not have a choice. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons, you know, I've made a decision at this point in life. I don't want any more surgery. I don't care if I live another 100 years. I don't want any more surgery. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's really tough on the body, and it's tough on the mind. It's tough all the way around, and many times it's irreversible. Like some of the stomach surgeries that where they cut out part of your stomach or intestine so you can get a little thinner instead of just shutting your mouth and eating less. You know, just cut it out. And Class, there's another thing that you probably ought to consider with surgery is they may cut the wrong part off. I mean...
Yes, that's happened, legs and other parts of the body, definitely.
That's what I mean. You know, I've been with a patient who was preparing for a leg surgery, and they take a ballpoint pen or a magic marker or a Sharpie, and they write, you know, the equivalent of, operate on this leg, this one, not the other one, this one. Have you heard of stories where they can't read and they get the wrong one?
Well, of course, you know, once they, whoever is sterilizing the leg with iodine or whatever they use to prep the leg, but could wash that right off. So the surgeon may not see it.
Very, very good point. Okay. There was an actress, and she seemed to get these mysterious infections. She had mood swings. Her hair thinned. And she decided that it could have something to do with some breast implants that she decided to opt in for about 3 years ago. So she wanted to go from small to,
generous.
I don't know, generous, huge. Yeah, the kind you need back supports just to stand up straight for. So this gal decided to have them removed. And when she had them removed, she almost immediately stopped getting the constant yeast and urinary tract infections, the mood swings. They, of course, these bags made her disproportionately top-heavy. So the infections went away. Everything got better. The white film on her tongue disappeared. The urinary tract infections stopped. Her foggy memory stopped. Thinning hair stopped. She got better. Actually, became normal. And so she was holding these things up on this image I see of her. And they're huge, absolutely huge. I mean, I can't understand why a doctor would say, well, let's see, these will almost fit, so let's go three sizes larger than them. That's what they did. And these are little rounded bags of liquid and silicone. And they cause these problems, reoccurring problems. Have you experienced anything like that where you've said, you know what, let's have them cut out?
Oh, yes. I saw 75 patients with severe autoimmune diseases.
And the fix is to remove them?
Well, yeah.
Okay. We're going into the top of the hour break, Dr. Shealy, and we can talk more about this. But we can also talk about this mindset of the current generation. And it might be called the renting generation. You don't need to buy it. You can rent it. And I'm talking about everything. Jewelry, clothing, furniture. This is it's foreign to me. And maybe you can shed some light on.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.